Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
All right, everyone, running it back for the third year now. Main event team with the Mac, Evan Silva, Pat Thorman, Lord Reeves. And for the first time, JJ Zacharyson, the late round quarterback, will be joining us this year. He's had to the last 2 years. He's had to sit while we debated our free agency acquisition budget moves in our group text chat. We are drafting out of the sixth hole in the FFPC. Main event, Christian McCaffrey goes one. And we really have spent the last 2 days arguing on if Travis Kelce as a 33-year-old is a good or bad first round pick, Rich. We still don't know.
We were kind of joking in the text messages about, I just asked a question. I was like, is he the oldest first round or near first round draft pick? And I had to go look it up, and he's the oldest since Randy Moss.
Well, we're about to be led to the decision because Jefferson and Kupp go, and I think five.
Chase went.
Yeah.
We know what to do.
I think we just take him.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we go Kelce. Yeah.
It's like, right. This is.
And the team name is motherfucking Mackey's. So.
So, yeah. Although Kelce did not win the Mackey Award.
Yeah. That's true. He's won the Mackey in the NFL if they gave it out a bunch of times.
We're thinking Pacheco around two, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I just for my own edification, I had to go back and retilt myself over the Chiefs backfield stuff over the years. I like cannot believe how much I had completely forgotten that Darwin Thompson was an eighth round pick in the FFPC main event the same year Damian Williams was a second round pick. There no one has been more snake bitten than Chiefs running backs.
Yeah, I mean, don't forget our dynasty league either, where you got Damian Williams off of me right before the Clyde Edwards-Helaire pick.
Not even the only league I did that in. I traded another first for him to one Mr. Barrett. Scott Barrett. Yeah, and also drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire over Jonathan Taylor and CeeDee Lamb with the 101 in another league that I'm in with all you guys. So, you know, it's all going
Thorman,
well.
You're on the picks, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. Diggs. So
after Kelce went Diggs, Adams, and then Eckler, ninth.
So our room might be, we might have some piss boys here. We might have some ship chasers.
That helps us out though, because we had talked out our plan. So 2 years we've done this on this show. I think you've aired it. We've gone anchor running back both years, and that was kind of how we were feeling if we went Kelce again. So we'll see what's available.
Yeah, I just think it's so clearly the strategy in these leagues is to get one really good running back,
and we've never gotten RB2 totally right yet.
It's the strategy that's like been the strategy for years. It's just that it's become more and more popularized. Like every data point from like a market standpoint, ADP standpoint, all that always suggests that anchor RB is the way to go, especially in like, you know, these wide receiver heavier type formats, but. It makes a ton of sense. I still think our biggest question mark is going to be, round three, there's like a big pivot point, I think, of like, you know, if we're going to get like an ETN or something like that, but there's also this, we're going to probably debate the onesie stuff with the quarterback position since we took Kelce early. And if we want to double down on onesies with those high leverage picks,
I think Mahomes has to make it to us in the fifth round for us to take him.
Like, I think
let's not take him in the fourth round.
He goes in the sixth sometimes.
I know. No, yeah. he's like a faller this year.
Which is going to be, I think it's going to be absolutely hilarious in hindsight, because if he actually is worse from an efficiency standpoint, like, and all the running backs suck, like they have a seventh round rookie and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon with dead legs back there. I mean, this could, like, he could throw 700 times or something. Like, it could be insane.
Well, five picks before us, we've still got Henry, Najee, Barkley, Mixon, Kamara, Aaron Jones, all on the board.
Okay. So we're locked into our strategy, basically.
And Kyle, and Kyle Pitts.
We're guaranteed one of those guys in Kyle Pitts for Thorman.
I don't think I double tap Kelsey and Pitts, but I could be talked into Darren Waller in the third round in this format and just treat Kelsey as the flex wide receiver, essentially.
All right,
like, I don't
remember a big pivot point for us last year. We thought about taking Andrews and the fourth round last year.
We didn't
because we had Kelsey, and that would have been a power move.
And we would have double tapped Lamar too, which I guess would have been bad.
Devontae Adams went number 8 overall. Are you guys on board with him doing that early?
No, I like CeeDee Lamb better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Thorman had a great tweet, which is people who think CeeDee Lamb has already hit his ceiling just lack imagination. Like CeeDee could just be Dax Devontae Adams. You know, like the guys he is competing with for targets to start the season are just jabronis. I mean, you know, Noah Brown is going to play 80%. And Dalton Schultz is like he's the most Gary Barnage tight end who has existed in the NFL since Gary Barnage retired.
We had two picks before us. Henry Jones and Kamara are left for running backs.
So we go in Kamara or Jones.
I'm kind of hoping it's Kamara that we
get. Yeah, I like Kamara too.
And when we come back this way, everyone behind us basically double tapped running back.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. We could, I mean, ETN, I saw ETN go to Overzet and Corain and Gretch at 405 in a draft last week.
Wow. Debo goes.
Yeah, wow. Debo.
Henry's in a free fall.
So we're going to be able to get, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I probably would prefer
Kamara.
I'd prefer Kamara. I would go Henry over Jones too.
I agree. Kamara is the one here.
I agree with that.
I would take Henry, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of Henry exposure right now, but I feel like
Henry.
Kelsey Henry teams do you think there are?
Probably not many. That's actually probably a good point. The boomers love Derrick Henry.
Start your draft with a combined age of 30. I mean,
Of 61. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I told Leone.
All right, it's cool. They didn't give us that choice, luckily.
All right, so we take Kamara.
Yeah, we're going Kamara.
No one's got a problem with that. All right.
No.
There we go. We have 200 receptions to start the draft.
This is how we wanted to start.
Yeah. I feel like the Kamara thing is so much inertia from him just going so late all offseason. But now I think if I was gaming it out, I would maybe have Kamara as the fourth running back behind CMC, Taylor, and Cook. I mean, I was taking Kamara at 2 sometimes last year, and he was on pace to have, I mean, far and away the most touches of his career. He was going to have like 300 touches last year.
There's no reason that he should go behind like Najee, right? Like if we were making the assumption that everything was cool, like there's just no point in doing that from just like they're scoring points.
I mean, you're a Yinzer, bro. Like they're like Najee is not a good pick. Like
I can't draft Najee where he's going. No, it's a 5 condom pick, and it's a I don't trust the dump offs to be there like they were last year. Rich was the one who really threw out the good stat about the amount of looks that he got behind or at the line of scrimmage last year. It was crazy.
Yeah, 60 targets. At or behind the line of scrimmage, the next closest running back had 39. I don't think those exist to the same degree.
And 14 of them came in a game where I thought Big Ben was literally going to retire, like as he walked off.
Was that the worst fourth down play call that happened? That fourth down dump off to Najee.
I mean, that was a Joe Judge. That was a Joe Judge level of play call. So the boomers have showed up here all in the second round.
I want to ask Evan a question.
What up?
Yes.
Because we've all kind of talked about it a little bit, but where are you at on ETN? Like, do you think he's particularly good, or does it matter?
I think he's pretty good. I mean, I always liked him at Clemson. You know, he played with Trevor Lawrence. He was a first round pick in the NFL. I know James Robinson is like technically like coming back, but I mean, he's going to be, I think he's like the archetype. I agree with Levitan about this, like that Travis Etienne is the perfect type of like archetype of running back that I want to take.
100%.
So, I mean, he's got like, you know, he caught so many passes at Clemson. I think he's got 90 reception potential. Look at the pass catcher core for Jacksonville right now. You know, why actually, you know, could Etienne lead the team in receptions? Like, I think that's very much in play.
Do you agree with the film bros?
Leading them.
That say he runs awkward. There's like this. What? There's like this film community take that he has an abnormal gait and that he is predisposed
I think
to injury.
He's not. I think he's like not the best between the tackles runner, but like that's things that, you know, people focus on that they don't really understand like what matters. You know, like in fantasy. I mean,
fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saquon going, I think this is how it's going to go, but like him being the guy who goes after Dalvin and Najee is pretty interesting.
I have him higher than Najee for sure.
Oh, 100%. But it's just like, it was 2 months ago, you were sometimes getting him in the 2-3 turn.
I mean, he opened in the third round. I mean, yeah. there was someone has a draft out there that has Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, and Alvin Kamara all on one team.
Mm-hmm.
I got Kamara.
I honestly might have that team. I was
all right. We're coming up here.
Yep.
We're three away.
What are we looking at here?
Tyreek, AJ Brown, DJ Moore.
Oh, AJB, please.
I would be Tyreek, Arthur Juan, and ETN would be my three.
Tyreek went. AJ Brown is up next along on the queue.
Are we good with AJ Brown?
Yes, because then we set up Hurts.
Arthur Juan or ETN?
Oh, son of a bitch.
AJ Brown went.
All right, so do we want to commit to going two running backs this early?
It's ETN or DJ Moore. I actually think I like ETN more, but I think structurally DJ Moore is a better pick.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with Moore. He's my highest wide out on the board.
Could ETN come back to
us?
Yes.
I would say there's like a 10% chance he could come back around.
Because like Reeve said, they hit running backs pretty hard the last way around that way.
There's two teams that don't have a running back yet that likely would go that route. But there's
maybe they're James Conner bros.
Yeah, I mean Conner.
All right, I'm good.
Conner Brees. I mean, there's a possibility. There's a possibility.
Yeah. But Denniston Moore Jr.
Yeah.
DJ Moore.
Nick Chubb did go. I was gonna say someone might still take Chubb, but he did go right before there.
The guy picking first got McCaffrey, Pitts lasted, and then T. Higgins.
The picking from the one spot is insane every year, but this year with the drop off in the third round, like it feels even more unfair because after AJ Brown, wide receiver goes so flat.
I will say that the one guy that I didn't think I'd be in on that I think it goes too low that people might in hindsight regret it is Tyreek.
Yes.
I mean, him after Mike Evans regularly feels, and Debo, like, feels like
I can't
too far.
Process a logical argument that does not, like, Debo would have to be the most efficient player in the NFL again for him to score more points than Tyreek, I think.
How do you lead the NFL in yards per reception with, like, a 5-yard ADOT? I mean, that's just totally unrepeatable.
This is, like, I can't even believe I'm invoking this, but do you guys remember when Dante Pettis had all those yards after catch as a rookie and then was like a 6th round pick the next year and then like disappeared and got cut? Like, not obviously Debo is a much better player than that, but this offense, like the Shanahan offense, totally sets up to have these guys who have just mad aberration seasons like that.
True.
But
I mean, he scored so many long touchdowns too. Like, those aren't going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a triple dip running back start.
Okay.
There we go. We have this guy on the turn, this guy at 12, though, who has Mark Andrews and CeeDee Lamb. If ETN is there, a guy who starts Mark Andrews, CeeDee Lamb is for sure taking ETN if he's there.
You never know. Sometimes these people
never know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this might be our first main event without Cobb Nation.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he goes.
Oh, right, yeah. So Cobb Nation was in all of ours.
So looking ahead, what do you guys think?
Like Judy, probably with our next pick, someone like that.
Judy, yeah. A-Rob's might be there.
Gabe Davis.
McLaurin. Yeah.
Fantasy
Chase at 7 took Diggs and Josh Allen. I wonder if he'd go at the double stack.
Oh, Gabe. Yeah. Darren Waller win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Waddle's still there.
We have a real zero RB boy picking at 12. Mark Andrews, CeeDee Lamb, Darren Waller, Mike Williams. So we're going to be battling with this guy for running backs we like rounds like 8, 9, 10.
But the teams behind us, we've got already two triple running back teams and a double running back team already.
Yeah. Thorman, what does the wide receiver queue look like as we're 5 picks away?
Waddle, A-Rob. Waddle just went. A-Rob, McLaurin, Gabe Davis. Deontay Johnson, Cooks, and then it gets a little bit.
Did Judy go already? Or is Judy still there?
Oh, no, Judy's still there.
Yeah, Judy or Gabe Davis would be my picks, I think. I like Judy because it gives us access to a round 7 or 8 quarterback with a little bit of ceiling. Like Wilson could be the quarterback 4 or whatever this year, even without running a ton.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of Wilson and Lance.
Like they have a nice early season schedule too.
Judy could last till the middle of the 5th, though.
Yeah. Okay. I think he's someone that might be able, especially with the ADPs set up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's so like making the jump from doing like 7 underdog drafts a day to getting into the main event is like there's a real translation of like, especially with the quarterback stuff, because the quarterbacks go later in these, but there is a little bit of an adjustment.
There's a 4 running back build.
So Breece Hall.
Good Lord, the team with this man.
The New Jersey Generals starting with Austin Eckler, Joe Mixon, James Conner, Breece Hall. You love
Didn't
to see
Trump
it.
On the New Jersey Generals?
Yes.
what a Trump draft that is.
Let's see if Bill, Super Bills fan here does it.
He took we got a Zeke.
We could get Gabe here if this guy doesn't take him.
I'm so good clicking.
This guy has it. He has a gift wrap to go Super Bill stack, man. I think if I was him, I would do it.
I mean, Josh Allen, Gabe Diggs is like the nut pairing. Have you guys been hearing this
with Derrick Henry?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Please don't take him, dude.
Kittle's still out there.
I would click Kittle. Kittle, like, I don't know.
Kittle, Kelsey.
I feel like we'll regret going double tight.
No. I would rather go wide receiver over Kittle.
McLaurin's still there. McLaurin
went fuck. All right, so
fucking hate McLaurin.
McLaurin, DJ
Hollywood. Cooks. It's Hollywood.
I'm Allen Robinson first out of the guys that are left.
I like
Allen. Gone.
Robinson's gone.
Shit, yeah,
missed it.
It's McLaurin, Judy, Hollywood.
I vote Judy over McLaurin. I really don't like McLaurin.
Why, Evan? What do you think?
Because he plays
yeah,
for the
Commanders.
He plays for the Commanders.
I have McLaurin as easily the top player on the board right now.
All right, fuck it. I got outvoted.
All right. Well, we've got 30 seconds. If anyone wants to make a play for anybody else,
fucking,
there's also Hollywood. If you guys are into Hollywood,
like I would take Hollywood too. But he lasted into the 5th and won that I did yesterday.
I think McLaurin's.
McLaurin's not making it back.
All
right. Yeah, right. Let's get McLaurin.
Got him.
I just don't like Terry McLaurin. I really don't like Carson Wentz. Is really more of it.
Well,
I don't know. It's weird they drafted a first round wide receiver, right? Or is it not?
I mean, they didn't have anything.
Yeah, I mean their wide receiver depth is for sure.
And he doesn't play. He's not gonna play.
Brown, it's really bad.
Yeah,
he's not even going to play. I mean, Dotson will play in the slot a lot.
And they didn't have his contract resolved at the time.
Right.
You know what? At the end of the day, I'm much happier having McLaurin than Deontay Johnson, though. Probably the two guys who I skip over literally the fastest in drafts this year.
I thought you were going to say, you know, at the end of the day, at least I'm drafting with my boys.
Well, no, but you know, I have to say, I think our biggest disagreements on these have generally gone against me. The one being the first year we did it being Derrick Henry, and he absolutely drug us to the playoffs. Yep. And then
and you were anti Deontay last year.
And I was anti Deontay last year. He smashed for us. And then Thorman hid Mecole Hardman in the queue for me 2 years ago and was right to do it.
And we took him last year too.
We're going receiver again anyways, so
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be I think Judy would be sick in the next
that would
round.
Be great. That would be awesome.
We got Judy, Bateman, Hollywood still.
Juju.
Oh, Bateman.
Juju. Oh, Juju. Yeah.
Are we scared of Juju's injury or
no. They literally cannot get by this year without him. So he is going to, I'm sure they're being as careful with him as possible, but if Juju can't play or is not good this year, the Chiefs are going to struggle. I think
I did my bold prediction show today and said that he was this year's Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, he is. Nice. He's the most obvious candidate. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just very lined up almost identically.
It's like, also like people have, sure. I think this false thing in their head that Juju has just been bad.
No.
And like, he's been fine, but has also had a couple of massive spikes in the period he'd been fine.
Yeah, he had a 6-yard A dot his last healthy season with Pittsburgh, and all of his deep peripherals aside from frequency were totally fine. It's similar catch rate on deep balls, all that kind of stuff. It was totally fine. The only player like in NFL history who was like actually very efficient aside from like the Debo season last year, but like is like a it's like the Percy Harvin types, who was a Debo type. It's like those guys were the only ones who can really like thrive with that low of an A dot. From an efficiency standpoint. All right, Hollywood just went.
Yeah, I think we're sweating Judy and Juju here.
Yep.
I mean, Bateman wouldn't be bad either in the
Bateman's fine. Yeah. And we are heading into round five, and there's only been one quarterback selected. So I feel pretty good about us getting a quarterback we like in round six or seven.
There goes Juju.
Fucking God, The most annoying development of this offseason for me has been that you can't get Juju after Mahomes anymore. Like for a big chunk of the offseason, you could take Mahomes in round five and then take Juju. Mm-hmm. And now you can't. And that's so annoying.
I stacked them last week and I was man, I haven't had this stack in so long.
Yeah. If Juju goes, what do you think about Mahomes? Mid-fifth?
No. You don't have to talk me into it, but these guys are not with you.
Bateman's still there.
Dobbins, jeez.
I would go Bateman over because we could take Lamar or Mahomes if they
right
get
now.
There for
right
us.
Now we're guaranteed Bateman or Judy, so this is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then we all win because
Herbert still hasn't gone yet either. So there's a chance Mahomes even comes back.
I think he will. I think
if Mahomes comes back, this is smash.
Come on, Judy.
Judy would be sick.
I like Bateman too, to be honest. I think they're both good.
Bateman's great, yeah. But I have Judy ahead of him.
Yeah. Yeah, Judy probably gives us the better stack.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, Lamar, like, we're gonna stack him with Isaiah Likely and win $1 million. That's fine.
AJ right, Dillon.
We got Judy.
Bang. Yeah, there we go.
Like Judy.
Oh. Judy.
That was easy. Good. AJ Dillon going at the 505.
We
took one quote from their coaching staff that he was the 1A. So we have Travis Kelce, Alvin Kamara, DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin, Jerry Judy. I guess considering that I would have taken Judy over McLaurin straight up, this is fine for me. I'm just going to pretend like we took McLaurin.
We definitely played that right.
Yeah, we 100% played that right. Yeah,
that was good group effort there. Dalton Schultz, worst fifth round pick in FFPC history, or
J.K. Dobbins, one pick before him.
Evan, expound on this. You just think he's banged up, or what?
I mean, you don't know about his health. He's not going to catch passes. Yeah, you know, it's just like, I mean, I like him. Like, well, I mean, he's been going like seventh, eighth round, like all offseason. Yeah. So
I feel like with Dobbins, like, people don't want to admit that he's kind of a typical dead zone back.
Yeah.
Like just and it's not him, yeah. right? It's just the situation.
It was the allure he had as a rookie. Like when Ingram was there and they're like, oh, Dobbins is going to be what we wanted Justice Hill to be. It goes back even further. Yeah. It goes back into the year when Justice Hill was a 7th round pick in the main event, you know,
because we looks the best.
Oh my God. David Montgomery just went. Thank you.
You get extra points for blocks on punt gunning. Is the point? See, this is really why you do the hero RB, because this guy started Devontae Adams and then he took Debo over Kamara, and now he's running backs for Ezekiel Elliott and David Montgomery, and he's got to live with that. And that is, that's just like not a good way to score points.
The dude next to us has got a hottie going though.
It's a good team. Yeah,
it's a good team. People just panic, man. They just want to start filling those running back spots, and that's why the dead zone exists in the first.
I mean, we have team 9 has no wide receivers yet.
Yeah, and he passed on Bateman. I mean Metcalf's whatever, but Elijah Moore too.
He has no wide receivers when we're at wide receiver 30.
Yeah.
How many passes, and at what YPA? What's the line where you are upset that you did not get more of Metcalf and Lockett? Like what is the Seattle accumulation of Drew Lock and Geno Smith have to do where you were mad you didn't draft more Lockett and Metcalf?
I'm not going to be mad.
Like if they get to 3,500 yards and 20 touchdowns passing as a team, are you mad you didn't draft more of those guys?
Metcalf and Lockett are both going to finish under 800 yards.
Dude, I mean, I think you're probably right.
Evan and I both kind of pooped all over Seattle on my show last week. I'm kind of lockstep with that. Like
Metcalf is just a guy I haven't been able to draft where he goes. I can at least like be coaxed into Lockett because he goes so late.
It's like Metcalf was going ahead of Godwin for a bunch of this offseason.
Like Lockett goes after like Sky Moore and like Robert Woods.
But there's no way you feel as good about Lockett and manage. I mean, not the cop out. Yeah.
Manage. These guys are untouchable, I think. Yeah.
Because I can understand like a Sky over a Lockett pretty easily, and like a managed in case that like that situation comes to fruition, then all of a sudden Sky is like, I'm not that I'm like super high on Sky this year, but like,
oh, I'm super high on Sky this year, but
I love Sky as a prospect, but
Sky.
We got 4 picks before us. Mahomes is still there.
Yep, Mahomes is still there.
Lamar Jackson is still there.
Reeves and JJ don't want to take Mahomes, but I want to take Mahomes.
I'll take
Mahomes. But mid-6th.
Because look where the wide receivers are right now.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Opportunity cost change.
Yeah, looking at Michael Thomas, which you probably don't want to double up with Kamara, I guess.
We are locked. I mean, none of the teams, because Juju went on the other side of the board, so we're not.
Yeah, and we're gonna take Taysom in round 19. Anyways, so
Christian Kirk went, damn it.
Yeah, this guy still does not have a wide receiver.
Amazing.
He just got Christian Kirk. That's his one.
Christian Kirk.
I love Christian Kirk, but I don't like him as my one.
Him and the Jaguars, number one.
I do like Kirk this year, I'm not gonna lie.
I love Kirk this year.
Him and Boyd are all right, highest owned.
Yo, are we gonna get Mahomes here? Yeah,
I mean,
because the dude is Josh Allen.
Guy's Josh Allen, yeah.
Boom, let's go.
We taking Mahomes, boys?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
I think so.
Holy shit, 6th round Mahomes.
People are just going to look back on this like 5 years from now, like the next Lord Reeves is going to be doing statistical analysis and been like, there was a year when Patrick Mahomes was going after like X, Y, and Z. Yeah.
Boom.
I want to source the panel. I think Allen Lazard is a horrible fucking pick as a 6th-7th round pick.
Lazard?
Yes. this guy has like 1,800 career yards. He's entering into his 6th year in the NFL. What are we doing?
It's the first pick that guy made that I didn't like.
And people seem bullish on him though. Like I saw like a 9 tweet thread
about how high on him.
I don't have much of him at all.
I have so much Romeo Dobbs though from earlier this offseason. Like so much. Just like I'm over 20% on
I had a good chunk of him, but he's going like
too hard now.
He's going like in the 12th round now. He's going ahead of Watson, which is bizarre.
I don't like Watson as a player, so it's hard for me to like.
Well, it's probably fine and managed, actually. Sigmund Bloom is making that point to me. It's probably fine and managed, but in best ball, I just would bet on the guy who was the 34th pick. I don't know.
We're
it's
getting Wandale in this draft, yeah?
Yeah, what's we're that? Taking Wandale.
Yeah. We're getting Wandale, right?
This is a Wandale panel, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. I have so much Wandale, just Dynasty and Reed, just everywhere.
I argued about him with Reeves and with Corain all off season. And
well, I think he's not a good Dynasty pick. I think isolation this year where he goes.
Reeves and I argued Wandale a little bit.
That's what I was going to say, is I actually think Reeves and Corain were right that he maybe is not that good, but he landed in a really unique spot where he's going to get a lot of work in year one. Mm-hmm.
I love him where he goes in redraft. I think he's a great.
I feel you.
They have one of our easiest pass schedules. Like right now on paper, like Saquon could easily lead that team in targets, so it's open.
All right, what are we doing? What are we doing with this next pick?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say it's about Pollard time, but he just went.
Yeah, I think we keep going receiver. I would receiver. Be down for some Drake London right here.
Drake London be great.
I would take Drake London.
Drake London. We've got Ayuk, Amari Cooper.
Oh, Ayuk. Devonta
Smith.
I still would like to get another receiver if we can here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
What are you guys – are any of you guys taking DeAndre Hopkins at all this year? Or?
No.
Nah. I would if in some spots where I have Kyler, but not in managed. Yeah. I mean, holding on to a zero wide receiver in managed is like the worst.
But like his numbers last year were his worst season since his rookie year. Like just objectively, and we can say maybe it was the injury, whatever. But like yards per route run worse since Osweiler. Targets per route run worse since his rookie year. Target share per game worse since his rookie year. And it's like, I understand, like if you were getting peak DeAndre Hopkins when he came back, that's one thing. But we just don't know if that's.
And they traded a first round pick for another wide receiver to pay it.
Right, there's more competition for him this year.
Yeah.
I actually think Rondale Moore is a good pick this year. I like him a lot this year.
Yeah. He's not cheap. Going.
Who are they going to play?
Another player I don't like, but where he goes, like I end
yeah,
up with
it's like one. I mean, like he's going to play that Kirk role. And then
all of these 5'7" dudes who do nothing well that I love, Reeves is just like, I'm not taking that fucking guy.
Typically no, but when you're talking about like a bench player, I'm not gonna push back really.
Yeah.
I'm London or Tony. Laundry. I'm London or Tony.
Oh, Tony for me.
Agree.
I'm London over Tony.
I'm London over Tony as well. But damn. Especially if we're gonna get
but
gonna
I like him. I like
Wandale later both. Also.
Oh, then, that's you know what. Thorman makes a good point. I just switched, which is that we want Wandale. So building our draft backwards.
Yeah, we're doing this all for Wandale. We can get London here.
Evan, you like London?
London's a solid pick. What about RBs?
The CEH.
CEH is the best.
You know what? I'm flipping my vote. I vote Clyde.
So CEH, Mahomes, Kelsey.
I mean, there's a bunch of running backs already off the board behind us.
Like Ramondre, Elijah, Edmonds, Pollard.
I vote London. I don't think we're going to regret London. Whereas tomorrow we could literally throw up after drafting.
Yeah.
Clyde.
Okay. All right.
Possibly get London in the middle of the eighth.
No.
He's like.
Let's go. Down. Let's go, London. It'll at least make a better screenshot.
I think he makes sense because the receivers we've drafted so far, while we like them. And there's upside there.
We need ceiling.
Yeah.
We still have Judy. Judy still hasn't produced 2 years in.
Yeah, London.
London.
We've got two guys attached to potentially bad quarterbacks.
Yeah. What is the running back queue look like now, Thorman?
All right.
I think there's options.
I do like CEH though, like in general.
I will say this.
Yeah, me too. At this stage of the game.
Yeah. The running backs left. Are way better than any running backs we've ever drafted as our RB2 in this event.
That is so true.
We had Eckler as our R2 with him.
One year.
You're right. We did take Eckler 2 years ago.
But generally speaking, we have been the
we
Nike
took Trey
Mines.
Sermon last year.
we carried Sermon and Lance the whole
year
for half a year.
We can still get CEH, who might make it back. Damian Pierce might be there.
Yeah.
Yes. We got Cordarrelle Patterson if you gotta keep getting Falcons players.
CH or Pierce, I think, would be excellent.
Yeah, I'd be slam dunking CH if we got him coming around.
Yeah. I'm not sure. It's only Jacobs ahead of him in ADP on the list.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Reeves, we've got the teams behind us though have a ton of running backs.
Ton of running
except
backs.
For the guy at 12.
I'm surprised Jalen Hurts hasn't gone yet.
Ooh, yeah. Olave went ahead of Tony. That's spicy.
That is spicy.
And Damari.
The guys on the ends, the first slot and the 12th slot are looking pretty good.
And I love Olave too.
What is your read on the running back two job in San Francisco? Are you buying this Trey Sermon best shape of his life shit?
No.
It's gonna be Jeff Wilson. I think Jeff Wilson's the two.
It very well might be Jeff Wilson, which is gross, but
I think he's the two, man.
Here's the thing. Like, did you guys like Davis Price as a prospect?
No, just really.
He's a running back. I don't really. I mean, I hated Brian Robinson as a prospect.
Yeah,
so.
But Trey Sermon had a objectively bad profile coming out, right? But then everyone's like, yes. Okay, we're gonna buy into it because Shanahan, et cetera. I feel the same exact way about Tyrion Davis Price, but the difference
also
is that
Sermon totally coming into the NFL went on like a mega heater right before like the season ended.
Right.
Like he ran for 300 yards one game.
But he objectively looked terrible. And it was, it's easier to swallow that and redraft. It's whatever. But like, you know, there's a big difference between Sermon going in the 7th, 8th last year versus like a Davis Price going where he's going right now. Or
that guy at 12 is going to be a thorn in our fucking side.
This guy at 12 has a fucking good team, dude. Yeah.
You just took Josh Jacobs, though.
Josh Jacobs in the 8th round when you started out Mark Andrews, CeeDee Lamb, Darren Waller, Mike Williams, Elijah Moore, and they just cut Kenyon Drake is like
Pierce just
there goes Pierce.
Damn it! All right, we got our hopes pinned.
We are in spending $600 of our fab for whatever backup running back is behind the first running back that gets injured in week one territory here.
All right, I'll run him down. This Miles Sanders is there. Kareem Hunt, Devin Singletary, Rashad Penny,
Antonio Patterson. Gibson.
What's that?
Antonio Gibson.
Not on this fucking team, buddy.
I didn't say Gibson's name.
Kenneth Walker.
I think Penny with Kenneth Walker having surgery 19 days before the season. I don't give a shit how bad the Seahawks are. I think Penny is a good 8th round pick in a boomer format.
The dude had
Kareem Hunt is available
last year.
Yeah,
I think Kareem Hunt is real interesting, especially if he ends up in Philly, and we have a nice floor if he stays in Cleveland.
I think for the same reasons. I think he has standalone value if he's on the Browns. He's got contingent value on the Browns, and he still has contingent value if there's a trade.
Okay, I got a galaxy brain. One, I'm good with Hunt. Two, let's take Hunt and D'Ernest, and if we cut D'Ernest, whatever, it's fine. But if Hunt gets traded, we sweep. Like, we're feeling so good.
Damian Harris, throwing that out there.
Ty Montgomery.
Hunt went one pick before us. All right, so now,
come on.
Now we're in a spot. Sanders, Singletary, Cordell.
I actually like Singletary. I would guess you guys probably don't.
No.
No,
I'm just worried about goal line to Moss.
What's the wide receiver tight end?
Wide receiver Sky Moore. We're not having
Lockett's the best receiver.
Bob Woods, Treylon Burks.
No.
Claypool, Ron.
Damn, we just got owned, dude.
Are we? All right, we got 26 seconds. Cordell Patterson's in the queue right now.
I'm good. I actually
Miles
think
Sanders.
I'd say Miles over CPAT.
Yeah, right. Miles is first.
You might get Patterson coming back.
Yeah, let's just go Miles and hope that offense wrecks. I mean, look, the schedule's set up well. Offensive line's there.
Yep.
I mean,
all right. Miles Sanders, it is.
We are going to fucking hate having Miles Sanders on our fantasy team.
Of course we are.
I mean, we just hit a complete dead spot. At least, though, we're not sad about any wide receiver we passed over.
This is where the quarterback, like,
this is, I was just going to say, this is where the argument, like, why take
Russ and Trey, this is the spot.
Because we would have been able to get Russell Wilson there.
Yeah.
And I guess we would have taken Pollard. Instead of Mahomes, we would have taken Pollard. Yeah. I mean, you know, to be fair,
I can live with it.
Drastic.
To be fair, that's a, like from a median projection, Mahomes and Miles Sanders is better than Pollard and Russell Wilson or whatever.
I have no regrets here taking Mahomes in the middle of the.
Yeah, no. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Process, yeah. Process, boys, process.
The real question is: is anyone betting on Kenneth Walker at all? Long
fuck
game?
No. Yeah. Fuck no.
I guess it depends on how long he, how far he falls, but like not where his current ADP is.
I take him if 100. I can take him after you know, Kenneth Gainwell.
What about James Cook?
If James Cook is on the board, I'm kind of intrigued by that next, if he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there. Him.
I think there's some Lindy effect with Devin Singletary where it's just like he just has been that, like he's just the Bills running back. He's gonna get.
I don't. He's historically never been good unless he got every touch.
Every touch, yeah,
for sure.
I think James. If James Cook is there with our next pick, I think that's a decent get at that point.
Over Cordell.
If Sky, I think if Sky is there, I like Sky.
Our Cook just went.
He probably was due. Yeah, that guy only has two wide receivers right now.
I don't think Cordell's getting back to us. The only one ahead of him is Gibson.
Be very interested to see how low Gibson goes.
We also could skip. We could skip this tier of running back too, because you're going to get into like the the Gainwell guys and stuff, which I'm really well. We have
I like Miles, Gainwell, but we got Sanders.
Yeah. But I just mean like that group, even like a Khalil Herbert and guys like that.
I mean, Damian Harris is still there.
Yeah, Damian Harris is someone who's kind of interesting. I know that everyone's gaga over Ramondre.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still like. There's no reason for them to not give him.
Yeah, I'm going to ask what JJ just asked, which is Montgomery a running back in this software?
What about Melvin Gordon?
It's a thing. I mean, Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon is just
Russell
Denver
Wilson's
Broncos.
Still there.
Yeah. It's all right, dude. It's all right. We're going to win $1 million with Patty.
What about Traylon, Evan?
Melvin Gordon would support our little Chiefs-Broncos stack here.
Week 17 pulled together?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sky goes at the 8-9 turn.
Yeah.
I actually think Melvin is probably a good pick.
I think he's – yeah, I mean, or we could go We could go the Gibson route, which no one wants.
I mean, honestly, at this point, though, like if we're just talking about contingent value guys anyway, like Antonio Gibson probably.
Yeah,
is
but give me the dude, though, who's in a potential top five offense.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's Damian Harris.
Damian Harris is also a good pick for this team, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'm cool with.
I mean, Damian Harris scored 15 touchdowns last year. And he nothing changed really, and he's now going in the ninth round.
He was legitimately like awesome with his near the goal line carries. I can't see any way he doesn't get him again.
Yeah,
I mean Ramondre would have to turn into like Jonathan Taylor, basically is really it, which I don't think is going to happen.
Dawson Knox.
Yeah, what are you guys thinking about backup tight end? Are we waiting for the
wait
like the yeah. tight end 30 or whatever
past now I know that
yeah. Yeah, oh I mean this is like the you know, we talk about the running back dead zone, this is the tight end dead zone, this is where all the big
there
reaches happen.
All right, CPAT's gone.
I think
Damian Harris is the pick. Yeah,
yeah,
okay. I won't hit on it.
I can't argue with that.
This guy better not take it.
I mean, it's round no, nine at RB yeah. okay. 30.
What else are we looking at? I mean, Damian Harris, just his ceiling is so capped. I mean,
what's our wide receivers looking like?
But having a touchdown score at RB2 Claypool. On this team makes sense.
Oh, I like Claypool now
Lockett
that he's playing big
Claypool,
slot.
Rondale, Russell Gage.
I could do Claypool too.
Tyler Boyd, which I'll be banging the table for later. So one Claypool. Oh, I'll put him in the queue. We have 30 seconds.
I really like Claypool.
I don't want to force it with running back.
Yeah. We're kind of at a plateau, I guess.
Yeah, because even like we could even get Claypool, we could even Lockett. Get like like a Daryl Henderson type or something and feel fine enough with
that. I like Daryl Henderson.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. My vote's Claypool or Lockett?
Claypool.
Is everyone cool with Claypool?
Yeah.
All right.
And that's a whole round after George Pickens.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even yeah, see the pick.
He snuck in there.
Oh, man.
One team has Christian Kirk, Chris Olave, and George Pickens as their wide receivers.
That guy's ready.
Pickett is looking like the real damn deal.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So yep.
But so
I took
so,
a lot of heat because I still had him as two in Superflex rookie drafts. And
yes,
he went to the greatest school in the history of schools. That kind of
yeah, I was surprised because you know JJ, all the beats were saying like he looks like shit or whatever, and he was spinning it in the preseason.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. I won't name names, but we know some of those beats really like
they Mason really like Rudolph. Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
Kenneth Gainwell yeah. just went. Gainwell went a round after Sanders, so it makes right. it, I mean,
that's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think that there's a chance that Gainwell outscores him this year, but still, you know, it's like a 70-30 type thing.
Romeo Doubs in the ninth round. There's just, it just can't be good. I mean, just cannot be good.
This is where we are, huh?
Wow.
I mean, I like Romeo Doubs as much as the next guy, but. As the wide receiver 48 in a draft, you spent $2,000.
The last guy.
You know, the thing with Pickett and why I think the Steelers got him, aside from the marketability of the whole thing, is he's just a really good distributor, and they have such good weapons there that I think that he's going to work. He's beautiful for the Matt Canada offense. So I just think that they're cool with that, and they think that they can work with that. And go far with that. Just have a good defense, play fine offensively, and just get the ball into these playmakers' hands. I mean,
how long before they move from Trubisky to Pickett?
Week like
four.
Four, yeah. Maybe, like, well, it's always six. Earlier than we think. You know, every year with all yeah. these.
We talk about it every year. Early. We literally do yeah. this every year.
Yeah.
I think Pickens Nico. Being good enough to immediately play on the outside.
Nico Collins, bold strokes right now.
Is bullish for Claypool because big slot is the easiest wide receiver position to play.
Yeah. Well, and it makes so much more sense for Claypool because he's been so – he needs that kind of manufactured separation.
Yeah, he needs a little bit of space. I mean, what, he scored 12 touchdowns as a rookie? Just like on 80 total targets?
Yeah. Who was that dude, that linebacker for the Eagles that just guarded him that whole game? Nate Singleton or whatever? He just got he scored three touchdowns that game.
That's yeah. something that only you would know, Reeves.
Yeah, it was Reeves.
Fair enough.
Reeves pulling out the individual guy who got burnt by Chase Claypool is peak Reeves trivia.
I can't remember what his name was. I don't think it was. It's some dude that was. He was like number 47, which was like a joke.
And Antonio Gibson officially went after Romeo Doubs and Nico Collins.
So Russ is still out there.
Listen, if Damian Harris is here,
so is Damian Harris. And
you guys are picking Damian Harris if he's there in the 10th round.
That's fine.
I will not abide.
Good with that.
I'm good with that. Yeah. But I like the team. The team's looking solid.
Yeah. Where else? Other directions? Are you guys in it? Like, are you still like tickling Russell Gage at all this late? I know Davis isn't.
Get the fuck out of here, dude! What are we doing, Russell Gage?
He's attached to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, who's down three offensive linemen, his best friend left.
The ball's coming out hot, baby. It's coming out hot.
No, dude. I can't.
Gage every damn time.
Buddy, he's 26 years old. He's been good.
Good is a stretch of the use of the word good. He's been
your wide receiver six. So the
Nico Collins just got drafted, dude. Like it's okay to get Russell Gage in the 10th.
Oh man,
I'm cool with Michael Carter as well. Are you guys anyone?
I'm cool with Daryl Henderson too. Like that,
Daryl Henderson is a good pick.
Definitely Daryl Henderson. Yep.
Yeah.
Rashad White.
Are the people going to be mad when Daryl Henderson receives the first carry from Matthew Stafford in Week One?
From Matthew Stafford,
Daryl Henderson has a decent chance of being a better running back than Cam Akers. It's not okay. I guess my thing is
Russell Wilson's still there.
We really fucked Reeves mojo up here.
No, I'm cool with Mahomes. I don't like seeing Ross there this late.
Process-wise, we're good.
This always happens in the FFPC, in my experience. You get your elite quarterback stack, and you're like, holy shit, we got Mahomes in the sixth round. And then you see the other quarterback you like, and you're in the 12th round, and you know, Romeo Doubs just went, and you're like, there's no skill position player I like, but Russell Wilson is there.
I wonder if anyone's ever written about like drafting quarterbacks late before and why it can be effective.
Not to my knowledge.
All of those ship chasing main events they did last week, quarterbacks just fucking fell like pretty far. Like with like this last tier of decent.
I mean, Russ is like 33 now. I mean, he doesn't run anymore.
He doesn't run at all.
No, I mean, he's going to have a hyper efficient touchdown rate really to crush.
I think he's
which he always has.
He's going to outscore Burrow though.
He does. You're right. He does.
Yeah. To me, I think Russ should be like in that, like he should be going where
the first guy after the elite tier.
What is the Denver offensive line good?
They're they're middle of the pack. Where'd Thorne have them?
It's better than Seattle's was. Yes. I can't remember. I mean, they lost Mike Munchak, who's been like a difference-making offensive line coach. But I mean, they were actually like pretty damn good last year. So,
all right, we guys, got
we're one pick away. Damien Harris, Melvin Harris, Daryl Henderson.
This guy's taking a running back.
Let's rank them. Damien, Melvin.
I go Daryl, Melvin. Daryl, Damien, Melvin.
I like Melvin.
Daryl, who?
I kind of like Melvin too. I
like Melvin better than Harris.
I think there's more contingent upside, and there's just like from a projection standpoint, Damien Harris doesn't project like. I mean, he projects better, but like, I'm more intrigued by the contingent upside of medium Melvin. Projection.
I don't care. They're all good picks.
Reeves, where are you at?
I would still say like being able to start a running back that has the kind of touchdown upside that Harris has every week, and it's your RB2 is. Pretty
like divisive. Like week one, we probably start Damien Harris over Miles Sanders, I would guess.
Yeah,
I will let Reeves and
Thorne. I know I'm fine. I can do either one of these though.
I can too.
We have seven.
So, I tried to push for Harris the round before though.
Yeah,
I think Thorman's in on Harris.
All right, let's go.
Let's take Harris. Let's take Harris.
I need some Harris exposure anyway. Let's do it.
I mean, Harris
RB40. Harris after, 40 seems pretty crazy for a dude that scored 15 touchdowns.
I mean, Isaiah Pacheco just went, and he might be a dog to get a touch in the first week of the season.
And we saw the outside chance quarter makes it. Probably not, but it's still an outside chance.
You know what sucks is when people are going to like yell at me on Twitter for Isaiah Pacheco not doing anything this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
it's definitely
like, hasn't it all been the argument? Yeah, there goes the Melvin thing. I call that the reverse snipe.
Have you guys seen that clip going around of the goal line touch they gave Pacheco where he makes the wrong cut?
Yeah.
And there's a huge hole, and then Mahomes is pointing at the hole.
But I think that's a legit concern with him. Like they're oddly using him, like they might use him more as like a receiving specialist type, like, that they can like then throw
like
in
the McKinnon guy.
Change of pace rule then.
Also,
yeah,
whereas, if Tyler Boyd's here in the 11th, I'm going to start pounding on this desk for him.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Also, not in the defense of Pacheco, but like now that we have access to like all 22 and stuff, think of how many running back carries. You could do this for anybody.
Yeah.
Any quarterback too. A quarterback missing an open receiver, a running back missing a hole, maybe not making their like we can do this. You can pick apart a still on a running back or any type of these runs with any running back you want.
Why are we not
talking about Nyheim Hines?
Well, he'll be there. He'll be there if we
he
want.
Just got
he just went. He just went.
Oh, I would still rather have Harris than Hines.
I think we're going Henderson next if he's there.
Yeah. I mean, Hines just like, dude, it's like, you know, he is what he is. I actually like Rashad White more than any of those guys we just talked about.
I mean, there's a lot of dudes that there goes Daryl Henderson too.
One last chance to get short on Leonard Fournette.
Where are we at with Brian Robinson?
Yeah,
I would say Michael Carter.
We just drafted Brian Robinson on the Patriots. His name is Damien.
Dude, I don't think Brian Robinson is that bad.
All right, we have nobody in our queue right now, gents. And we have
Russell Gage, Michael Carter, Khalil Herbert, James Robinson.
What's the
Herbert just went?
Brian Robinson.
I think Brian Robinson's the pick.
What's the wide receivers looking like?
Say, wide receivers.
Russell Gage,
Johan Dotson, Gallup, Galladay, Jacoby, Devontae.
Nope, not taking Palmer, any of those
Josh
guys.
Josh Palmer, DJ Chark.
Oh, I like Chark, but probably not.
I do too. He'll be there. He'll be able
to get him one more round.
I really think Brian Robinson's the pick here.
I'll take Brian Robinson. Whatever. Two Commanders.
I mean, if we're gonna take one bad running back, we're gonna take another.
You got to double. Everyone knows what happens when you have six.
Oh no,
running backs
Brian Robinson just went.
Oh,
come on.
Damn.
Dotson went. All right, we're up.
Madison, Michael Carter, James Robinson. James Robinson. Anyone?
No, I don't trust Robinson.
I like Carter to have like a bell cow role more than James Robinson. I think.
Carter can at least get us by. Here's the thing. They have a tough schedule early. They'd probably be trailing. Yeah. Might throw to Carter early, and we need that early season production.
Yeah. I like Carter.
All right, so Carter at the top of the queue. We got 30 seconds.
Josh Palmer, anyone on that?
Yeah, I'm on Josh Palmer.
He got a concussion today?
Concussion protocol, but I mean,
massive contingent value and potential.
Palmer is probably actually, now that we have three running backs who we like aren't vomiting about, maybe we do Palmer.
Let's do Palmer.
Yeah.
Anyone have a problem with that? Receiver's getting
thin. Seems a little early, but okay.
Receiver is getting thin.
I was thinking Russell Wilson.
Oh my god.
I guess Reeves still there.
We doing Palmer?
Yeah, we did.
All right. I mean, that
I
is.
I think a lot of those running backs still might be here.
That was Although a good. That was a. The wide receiver was thinning out.
None of us wanted to take any of those running backs, really, though. We were all on Brian Robinson.
When Brian Robinson went, that was it for me.
Because right now we've got Madison, Michael Carter still, James Robinson, Algier.
Madison went.
I'll tell you what, if Mike Will or Keenan goes down, like Palmer's going to crush.
Yeah. The wide receiver 60 felt like there was no chance he was coming back.
Or if Everett just is not good. Like if Everett
just Gerald Everett.
Yeah. Or if he's just Gerald Everett and can't earn any targets. I mean, Palmer was basically better than Mike Williams for like a stretch at the end of the season there. Like when Keenan was out, Palmer smashed.
Yeah. And honestly, like I said, receiver is fucking rough at this point.
Always. Zamir White is out there. I don't know if you guys feel it.
I actually do. Maybe that's unpopular. I actually, just because I hate Josh Jacobs so much, I have been taking Zamir White a little bit.
Zamir's a good pick. I mean,
yeah, I think Zamir's a good pick.
He may already be better than Josh Jacobs. I mean,
we did
have a nice year last year, but I mean, Zamir White is like not a bad prospect at all.
Yeah. I also think that if we don't get White, we could throw a late dart at Abdullah.
Abdullah or Bolden, though, who is the guy?
I'll go with the guy who might have explosion.
What was it?
I could beat
this?
Brandon Bolden in a 40.
That someone tweeted like Abdullah had like a top 10 running back.
I did.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I thought that was you or Reed.
He was like eighth in target share per game last year when he went to Carolina, if you don't count the Minnesota games.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I've always kind of liked Amir Abdullah.
I've been drafting. I mean, I've done drafts with a couple, I mean, with you guys a little bit already, but I've been drafting a ton of like Taimont too, like
I was going to say Taimont is nice here. And also like, we got to get McKinnon on this team, right?
There's James McKinnon's Robinson.
So Michael Carter and James Robinson are gone.
So for running backs, it's Isaiah Spiller, Tyler Algier, Jamal
Spiller.
Williams.
Spiller is off my board at this
point.
He's
starting to worry me. Isaiah
yeah,
Spiller's
me too.
To worry me.
I mean, he's still like the long play. What really changed for him, right?
Yeah, we would just have
well,
to
he,
well,
he
got hurt. We would get like immediate, you know.
But there was he was being drafted at like running back 44 or whatever on the hopium that he was going to be the Justin Jackson, Kalen Ballage, Josh Kelly.
But yeah, but
guy.
Like the clear one, right? Like there,
yes,
there,
exactly,
exactly. Some, yeah, yeah. There's issues because he's not beating Joshua Kelly out.
And, what was it last year? Josh Kelly scored a touchdown in week one, right? I'm pretty sure I didn't make
Was it the Bengals? Or, is that
something like that? I'll look it up here in a second.
I still think this is the right area for him, though.
I just like
he just got drafted, so you're right. It was the right area.
Right area.
I mean, attachment to a round one running back, elite offense. It's like those are the darts you throw, man.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I do love Albert Okwuegbunam more than the Denver Broncos coaches do.
We got
he's another guy. Like, what really changed? Like, everyone's ejecting, but
yeah,
it's
I'm not buying any of that. He played too late in the game stuff.
But Reeves, I would say that the Albert O stuff is even crazier and weirder because it's there's more tangible evidence, I think, with Spiller than there would be with like an Albert O, right? Because like, there's like the way they I guess they've deployed Alberto in a strange way, but it's more direct when it's running back, you know, because it's just like the one dude playing at a
and
time
it's like it's field. Like if the Broncos want to win a Super Bowl, are they really getting there with Eric Saubert, you know?
Yeah, right. I just think about it from like an expectation and team building stance. Nothing really changed for how I treat those players.
Yeah, yeah.
Russell Gage is still out there.
Yeah Russell Gage is by far the best pick available.
We can take Russell Gage.
Njoku is the dude I'm on.
Kobe Myers just won.
Me too.
Njoku is my favorite late round tight end.
Janu. Yeah.
Is the only player left on the Patriots offense who runs faster than a 4 or 5, maybe on the entire team.
Russell Gage is by far the top player on my board right now.
He's whatever. Yeah. Easily. Let's just take him if he's there.
Easily the top player.
You know, right. I do.
Take him.
All right, we got him. All right.
Let's just make a mental note for when we do this next week that Dak Prescott went in the 12th round. Let's just make a mental note for when we're.
If
building
we don't
our
know
team.
What pick what we have yet next week,
but just a mental note: Dak went in the 12th round, and Russell Wilson went in the 11th round. So
yeah,
I've done enough of these drafts to know that this is always what happens when you take the elite quarterback, and it's still just and obviously it's
I'm
like
cool
different.
With this team though. I feel good about it.
Well, that's the thing; it's different in the season when you're starting like and you just are getting 32 ball after 32 ball from Patrick. And this is also a format that weights passing yards differently than a typical format. It's 20 instead of 25. Yeah. Actually, Leone, funnily enough, I was arguing about this with Leone yesterday because we had a slow main event draft and we were arguing about Lamar versus someone. And I was like 300, you can't make up 300 extra rushing yards with passing. And Leone was like, actually 600 passing yards is an extra 300 rushing yards. And I was like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Running back starting to thin out here.
I would have liked Jamal there. He just went running back 52.
I've got a decent amount of Jamal.
So our team thus far: Travis Kelce, Alvin Kamara, DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin, Jerry Jeudy, Patrick Mahomes, Drake London, Miles Sanders, Chase Claypool, Damian Harris, Joshua Palmer, Russell Gage. Actually, this is shaping up pretty good. If assuming
really like it, really like
yeah.
It.
Yeah, this is a good first foray into the main event. We're not getting owned.
Especially from six.
Yeah,
my least favorite draft. I made the joke in the text. I'd rather either be two spots back or two spots forward.
Yeah.
We got
to stick. I would not have wanted to be two spots back. Two spots back. Eight sucks, dude. But I like Kelce more than you do, and I like.
I love anchor builds from there because I love. The opportunity of getting like Diggs plus Saquon or Saquon plus Lamb, something like that.
Yeah. I think in FFPC, I think you have to take Lamb in the first.
You do.
Yeah. The FFPC drafters read Thorman's tweets. They know. I was actually just watching some CeeDee Lamb highlights today. Like, I think he's really good. And I just think like the idea of, you know, cause there's this idea in the ether that he's just kind of been a disappointing guy. Like he has just played with such talented guys. The Cowboys have been so egalitarian in how they distribute targets. Like there's no reason for them to do that this year.
Yeah, and he's been locked in that slot
scoring last year. It's like people thought Dallas was a disappointment last year. They were number one in scoring. They think they had like the second most yards.
They literally scored the most points. People are like, no good.
That was a sports wonderkin take, David. Davis.
Was it? Yeah. I mean, it's just like he looks like there's no way to describe. It's like he just looks like he's floating or something the way he plays. It's wild. He's the best.
We're gonna need six pages on Marquise Wilson.
Hey, Drew Dinkmeyer won $1 million with Marquise Wilson.
Yes,
so
he did.
Never forget.
So we're looking at coming back. Wandale went.
No. Oh, and Shark went too.
Yeah, you know who I'm all. You know what other 12, man. What other rookie wide on I'm into? Who I wasn't into at all as a prospect / dynasty is Alec Pierce. I've been getting a ton.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm cool with Alec Pierce. I think Zamir is the pick here.
I was gonna say
Zamir's a good pick for our build. Yeah.
Yeah, TDP still there.
And Algier. Oh, Algier's gone. My
Algier
bad.
Went. Yeah.
I think Zamir's the guy. What do you?
Oh, think? I think I'm still riding TDP. I still love.
Oh,
TDP.
We're on Zamir over TDP. Get out of here with that.
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. TDP, why can't TDP just be 2020 Jeff Wilson Jr.?
He wasn't even that good in college.
Because Jeff Wilson's on the team and somehow
was Raheem Mostert had like 600 yards in 5 seasons at college. It's just the
Zamir went.
Damn.
If this guy takes
scenes.
TDP, we're in a bind because
can we look at Pierce?
Right, I think we need a running back.
But I think we could also sort of target some of those like satellite.
Yeah, yeah. Ty Montgomery,
like
McKinnon.
Eno and Eno. Like guys.
Oh,
like that.
Eno.
We're gonna be picking up some running backs on this team.
Yeah. We're gonna be fully scrambling for.
These are the best running backs we've had though. We waiver what we left last year with.
I will guarantee at one point there is going to be like a $6 bid on Brandon Bolden with this team.
We also still have McKinnon on the board for when we want to go that route.
That Zamir pick hurts though.
So receivers, Hardman, Landry, Osborne, who I like Osborne, Jameson Williams, Pierce, Hamler.
Longest tenured Chiefs pass catcher, Mecole Hardman.
I'm big on Pierce. Cause I think Pierce could actually crush without any sort of like injury. Whereas
I think
contingency.
I don't mind Osborne.
We need TDP way more. A wide receiver 8 versus a running back 4 with contingent value. I need someone to be on TDP with me.
I'm fine with TDP.
There's
a chance that one of Osborne or Pierce makes it back to us too.
Pierce will definitely be there when we come back.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, let's go running back then.
I wanted Zamir. I'm just heartbroken.
This is the Davis pick.
Later in the draft, what do you think about JJ as a Steelers guy?
Jalen Warren?
Jalen Warren.
Yes. Yeah, I love Jalen Warren.
Yeah.
Can we start to like put these kind of guys like into the queue?
Yep.
Yeah,
Jordan Mason.
Like, in there.
He's gonna be the two. Benny Snell actually looked. Did you see that his score the other day?
Oh, stop. Stop it.
Jordan Mason.
Jalen Warren. I would say like
Julius Chestnut.
Do you like Chestnut over Haskins?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that he's ahead of him.
Yeah,
but really.
Put time on and Abdullah in there.
Yeah.
Yep. I would even put Hardman in there. I know it's gross, but
what are we doing? What are we doing with Jarek?
I put him in the queue.
Hamler,
that's like
be in there.
That's like round. That's like our round 16 pick.
Dearness.
Yes, put him in the queue.
Yes.
Dearness. Because
Dearness goes in the queue.
Yeah, Eno. We need Eno.
Oh, yeah.
Eno's in the queue.
This is actually the best part of the draft because you don't have to care about ADP anymore. You can just be like, I like that guy. Let's take that guy.
Right. And Joku still, I think, is a good pick for us, too.
I mean, Josh Kelly, you got to throw him late in the queue.
Yeah.
Oh, and Joku just went. Damn. That's happened to me. I swear to God, every time I bring up a fucking player.
Yeah, Rich, start texting us. 5 months in the cube.
I mean, this isn't live. It's just bad luck.
The Tymont drumbeat has like really picked up since the James White retirement.
Real.
Yeah.
But like I know that it's very easy for fantasy analysts to just be like, oh, it's Ty Montgomery. He's trash. But it's the New England Patriots. It's the way like
Brandon Bolden had multiple games of 15 plus PPR points.
And Ty Montgomery is better than Brandon Bolden.
I have a suggestion for the queue: Isaiah motherfucking Likely.
Yes. Oh, I think we all are in on Mr. Likely.
Yes.
I think as long as Tyler Huntley's playing.
I mean, dude, like the Baltimore
tongue in cheek, but
the Baltimore beat writers are basically just saying like the team is really surprised by how good he is. Obviously, they took Charlie Kolar ahead of him.
He was my tight end three in the draft.
I like
what happened with Mark Andrews though.
I mean, they don't have a second wide receiver. They don't have anyone they like. Like Duvernay.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
No, he's saying because Andrews went after
Hurst. Yeah.
Oh, that's I had totally wiped that out.
And Pitta went after Ed Dixon.
We need to make these connections and put it on Twitter before other people do.
I think people probably have.
Should I send that? I'm gonna send that tweet right now.
There he goes. There it is. Gotta get those clicks, baby.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Raheem Mostert actually would have been a good pick on this team too. I know that's not going to be popular, but he would have been.
You took TDP. I've been
drafting. This isn't related to these rounds, but I've been drafting a lot of Chase Edmonds guys. Like a lot.
He's that guy. I mean, he's always
he was a pick I liked like a month ago, but
he's getting steamed right now.
He's like running back 26 now. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's getting pushed, but.
Well, I think because the board has moved because Saquon's gone up and Kamara's now gone up.
Right.
So by default, the teams that go anchor or need running backs, like it's pushed that tier of like AJ Dillon, Chase Edmonds have gone up a little bit.
But it's also
Gibson, Isaiah Likely,
Gibson and Jake. Oh my God, Isaiah Likely just
won. And also nobody.
Are
wants
you fucking
Gibson.
Kidding me?
Yeah, Gibson, oh, Jacobs,
over Hunter Henry, Tyler Higbee, Evan Ingram.
Wow. God damn.
That is some steam.
That is actually like the craziest thing about the main event is like if something just happened in the last 24 hours, that guy's going 50 Always. Spots ahead of where he went. Yeah.
Oh shit.
The team with
Amir Abdul
Christian Kirk as the wide receiver one just took Samaje Perine.
I know Evan Ingram is gross, but that dude's going to be playing a lot this year with a
great
potential breakout quarterback.
Great pick. Eno just went.
I think tight end makes sense here.
I'd be down with Evan Ingram. I like Evan Ingram a lot this year.
We are going to get Taysom later, though, so keep that in mind.
Right, Eno, that is so annoying. Eno just went.
Hunter Henry just went. All right, I think we got to go tight end with.
I think Evan Ingram makes sense.
Evan Ingram. Pick. Yeah.
I cannot believe Isaiah Likely.
We still have 45 seconds. Alec Pierce, Jalen Warren, Jerick McKinnon, Dearness.
Pierce has a shot to come to us.
I would be more pissed on missing Jerick McKinnon than missing Evan Ingram, personally. Let's take Ingram.
No, I don't think you're necessarily wrong.
No.
Agree.
Let's go McKinnon.
I mean, to be fair, if we need Ingram, our team's probably fucked anyways. Because
Let's go.
That's cool.
Totally fine with McKinnon.
Yeah.
Do you guys?
Thorman, good idea to chat it through because we would have made a mistake there.
Do you guys remember the year we took Logan Thomas in the last round and he had like 95 targets and we cut him the week
we cut him.
Season?
We cut him for the other Ian Thomas.
We had Ian Thomas
and Logan Thomas. We had to cut a Thomas. We cut the wrong fucking one.
Yeah.
Wow, not with me on the squad now, boys. Don't you worry.
God.
that will not show up in the top 10 transactions.
No, definitely not.
That was rough.
Yeah, McKinnon is good because Evan Ingram did go, but there's still
sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, even if we get like a Tyler Higbee or something, it's whatever.
Because if we needed to play Evan Ingram on this roster, like absolutely needed to, it means Kelce. Our first round pick,
busted. or it means that our wide receivers are just sucking shit.
No, our wide receivers rock, man.
The team that took Evan Ingram also has George Kittle and Dalton Schultz.
Jesus,
yeah.
I mean, that's like the underrated thing about the FFPC.
That's
FFPC is these guys don't stop drafting running backs. Like they could have five running backs and they'll take a sixth in the 12th round, and they also don't stop drafting tight ends.
Like between like Taysom, Mo Alley, Jonnu, there's Hayden Hurst. Like kind of there's still some decent tight ends.
What are the Brevin Jordan vibes right now?
I feel like he is getting overdrafted as the tight end 26. Or like, I know that feels like totally picking ass, like, but like, I
thought he was interesting at the beginning of the offseason. I just haven't heard a single thing about him.
They tried the trade for Shaheen.
Yes.
I mean, the team said, well, I don't even know the name of their head coach.
Kyle Pitts just had like a 50-yard catch.
Lovie Smith.
Roasted some dude. Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith. He said that Farrell Brown is their starting tight end.
And Kyle Pitts just went up another round, probably. 52-yard catch.
We'd love to see it. Where are you? What do you? I mean, I think this is a good question. What pick do you think Kyle Pitts goes in, like underdog next year? I think it's more likely he goes where Kelce goes now than he goes where like Dalton Schultz goes.
I'll say mid-second. I mean, it really just depends on like how good the running back situation is, right? Like with elite running backs when it comes mm-hmm. to those top tight ends.
Yeah. I mean, does anyone think Mariota?
And the receiver situation could be better too next year, because right now we're operating with a lot of kind of wide openness, but like you have a breakout from Michael Pittman, you have a breakout from Sutton, like any
all those
guys
all those year two guys in the middle rounds.
Yep.
Boom.
All right, we got two picks away from us. Alec Pierce is still on the board.
All right, we're going Alec Pierce, boys. Do it for me.
Yeah. I like Alec Pierce.
I didn't like, also, my model did not like him at all. His production sucked in college, but
he's fast though.
Some of those athletes can just like, it just translates sometimes.
And then sometimes it's Mecole Hardman, where he's a better Call of Duty player than NFL player.
Chris Conley was like,
is he a good Call of Duty player?
He's a really good Call of Duty player. Yeah. Chris Conley, funnily. Yeah. Was a Chief and he was the sickest athlete ever.
People don't realize
he made that. Conley was like the Star Wars movie.
Conley was like the OG Hardman, and no one gave him credit for that.
Yeah, Conley was
Chris Conley, like on paper, is like Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, JJ knows the actual NFL Spider-Man, which is Doran Dickerson. It's like I have a feeling like his measurements had to have been recorded wrong, because I refuse to believe a guy with his athletic ability was not an unreal NFL player. Like, I just don't understand.
Yo, Alec Pierce at wide receiver. We just got him a wide receiver 75. That's sick.
Yeah.
We played that one right.
Yeah.
What's
three picks plus defense kicker?
What's the
he never goes that high here?
What's the early season defense move?
Colts or 49ers? Cleveland, Denver. What'd you say, Reeves?
Colts, 49ers.
Okay. Yeah.
The 49ers play the Bears.
The thing with the Browns, they have like an easy first 4 or 5 weeks or whatever, but you just still have to worry about game script at least a little bit.
The 49ers open with the Bears and Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then the Colts get the Jags and Texans, I think.
Colts play Jags, Texans.
And let's just get the 49ers.
Yeah. Denver's
49ers are like maybe 10th here on the ADP list. So they're not, we'll have to.
Who?
49ers. So like on the list of every player left, they're like,
how many sacks would we get as a defensive line versus the Bears?
At least one. The five of us, we could get one. I mean, it's just a matter of are any of us fast enough to catch Fields? Because we're beating that offensive line, you know.
Yeah. I'm just gonna hold the ball too long on one of those.
I am so just mortified by everything going on with the Chicago Bears. Like, I want, like, Fields just has no chance. Like, Fields is absolutely not gonna make it. Like, he isn't on the Mitch Trubisky track.
I still think he's fine. I still think he's fine in fantasy.
Oh, he's fine in fantasy. He runs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I was giving Bears fans such a hard time with that Bayless Jones pick.
De'Ernest is still there too.
The Bears passed on George Pickens.
He's top of the queue.
De'Ernest is our next pick, I think.
Because he could still, even if somehow Hunt gets traded, could be a preseason winner still, but although that's thinner at this point, but
The Bears entered training camp with a bottom three offensive line and then lost three starters due to injury.
This is fine.
This stuff insane.
Imagine
this
that.
This is fine.
Yeah, with no wide receiver, too.
If you wanted to be an optimist, it's like if the offensive line is that bad, how much worse can the backups be than the starters? Right?
I mean, someone already took a defense. And it's the Bills who play the Rams week one.
Are the Bills just supposed to be like this insane defense?
Bills defense is legitimately good.
Well, they had like technically like the best defense in the league last year.
But
right?
They faced like a million
use them against the Rams. You can't use them against the Rams. I mean,
and look at the quarterbacks the Bills faced last year. Like they were all jokes.
I mean, they had 13 seconds to stop the Chiefs from getting a field goal and they couldn't do it. So how good could they be? You know what I'm saying?
We got two picks left.
Dulcich with Davis's boy, Dulcich.
I just need to make a PSA to everyone who listens to Pat Corain and the Socialists.
No!
Like,
No!
Come on.
One pick before, Johnson. Two picks before us. What are your thoughts on, like, not this pick, but maybe later throwing Trey Sermon? Because we got TDP, but.
I was thinking Jeff Wilson.
We'll know by, you know, the end of the preseason whether or not we can drop one.
I think we're on the clock.
Yeah.
I think this has got to be like Josh Kelly.
Josh Kelly went.
Jalen Warren. Trey Sermon.
I think we're more likely to get an early reveal on a 49ers running
What about Tymont? Yeah, the Tymont.
What about just 49? You just want to take 49ers D now?
Sure. Mac.
Yeah. Let's just get 49ers D now and lock it in.
Let's do it.
As Colts went.
The 49ers are top on the ADP list.
Do it. Just take the 49ers and we'll lock it in.
Because aren't the 49ers like just
honestly
insane
out
on
of
defense?
Whoever we were going to take in round 16, that's probably going to get us more points.
Yes, in 2019 when we did the main event with some of my other buddies, we had the Patriots for that year. The Patriots scored all those defensive touchdowns. They were far and away our MVP.
Oh my god!
They won us a bunch of games.
Yeah, it's so insane, man. I say we look Tymon's way next round.
Yes.
Okay. Are we thinking of backup quarterback and backup tight end?
If there
Mahomes
was a run
week eight, Mahomes is week eight bye.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean,
we don't need to.
Two of Fields.
Nah, I mean,
our tight end two situation is pretty bad, but
yeah, I think we are better doing.
Taysom's there, Moali's there, Jonnu's still there.
Jonnu's still there.
Taysom is our next pick. Taysom. Taysom, right. Jonnu, if we can do it, the next two picks would be perfect, actually. Jonnu's just going to be a fullback anyway, so it's like getting
Tua
a running back.
Tua is still
three.
There, too. Oh, there's all kinds of quarterbacks.
Yeah, don't worry about quarterback.
Definitely a fan of getting Jonnu on this team.
Fields is still there, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Fields and Tua are the best quarterbacks left.
Yeah.
Taysom just has, like, cheat code upside, you know? And I mean
that's the thing. The underdog people are going to be answering so many angry customer service emails when people realize that Taysom's starting a quarterback for the Saints, you know. pray for their customer service people. I mean, the Jonnu thing is like not the same. Like, obviously he can't be like a quarterback, but I think they're going to have to use him more because I literally do think he is the only athletic player on their roster. And they're also, he is the fifth highest paid tight end in the NFL. Like they are paying him so much money.
Especially with Thornton down, they're hurting for speed.
Do you guys?
Oh, Jonnu just went.
Oh,
you hate to
see it. What happened to Kendrick Bourne? Like dude is just like,
yeah,
I saw the report that he might not make the team.
Yeah, they hate him now.
Yeah.
So is the Thornton – Thornton
just got hurt too. I will say Thornton was looking pretty money.
Yeah, he was. Is the Thornton injury beneficiary Aguilar? That's what I think.
Yeah, they kind of play the same type of role.
It's just like what you like Devontae Parker is slower than Hunter Henry. Like that guy's not running. He's not running clear outs. You know, it's just not happening.
He might get some decent red zone work though.
Isn't Hunter Henry just going to do that?
Well, I mean, they could use more than one red zone weapon.
Well, hopefully
anybody else.
Well, how many touchdowns are they going to throw? Like Joe Judge is calling six plays. Yeah.
We've already, you know, Damian Harris.
They scored like the fifth or something most points per game last year.
Looking at how this fell to us, Damian Harris was actually an absolutely amazing pick because none of the other running backs we liked got to us. Henderson, yeah, right. Robinson, Rashad White, Hines all went. So it was, Damian Harris was a good pick.
Got a little running back run.
All right, we going.
Marlon Mack is available.
We got Taysom, Sammy Watkins.
We're taking Taysom.
Oh, Tyler, yeah. Beatty. Okay. Tyler Beatty is still out there.
Is Tyler Beatty ahead of Mike Davis for them?
I don't know. I mean, they would be likelier to cut Mike Davis than they would Tyler Beatty.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Are we want to take Taysom?
Taysom.
Right. Good. Oh. Taysom. Love it.
The way I think about Taysom is pretty much everyone you're picking here is very unlikely to be on your roster in week four. But if Taysom is still on your roster in week four, it's because like you made a great pick. Like you're just like, holy shit, well. Taysom is smashing. Yeah. And if he gets hurt and if he's just, you know, shitty Taysom Hill, like whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
But like, we got Kelsey. Like Tyler Conklin just went ahead of Taysom Hill. And like, there is no universe in which Tyler Conklin is a better pick than Taysom Hill. Yeah.
Will Fuller.
Dude, did you guys see that? Who was the guy that Josh Norris did the clip with last
Charles
week?
Robinson?
He was just like, yeah, he's just like, Fuller doesn't want to play football, basically.
I talked about that when people kept bringing up the finger. I was like, this dude almost retired last year. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Yep. We've heard that separately, not from Charles Robinson, from somebody even a little bigger than Charles Robinson.
Yeah. I mean, the writing was been kind of there. Everyone kept talking about the finger thing, but it's like,
I gotta take a picture. You guys got this?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, go for it. Paris Campbell, Justin Fields went.
Paris Campbell is a 17th round pick in managed leagues. It's actually pretty good.
Jalen Warren just went.
Jalen Warren.
Trey Sermon just went.
We're at that.
Jalen Warren was a really weird prospect, though. It's whatever. Like, obviously, with where he goes and like the way that this, you know, whatever. Like, if he wins, you know. But
yeah, like I would take Sandro Platzgummer in this range if he had a chance of being a handcuff running back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. But he like, I don't know. It didn't seem like he had like a redeeming quality that made him stand out in some way, but he's looked good. So I can't hate
him. I mean, he at the end of his Oklahoma State career, he did a couple of video game number games. That's really all
he was.
I got
a transfer too.
Yes.
Where was he before?
Utah State.
Yeah.
But it's like we all kind of like Rashad White, who like literally was playing at University of Nebraska Kearney. Like it's just like running backs can just come in so many shapes and sizes.
All right, we're five away. What do you guys
like? Warren's like a more of like a bowling ball type.
Bowling ball. Yeah.
Doug
15. I mean,
Doug Martin.
Like hide behind blocks.
Yeah.
I think we go Ty Montgomery.
Yes, I do too. Oh, he just got drafted.
Should we take?
Silva doesn't have to deal with having Ty Montgomery on his roster.
Should we take Harrison
Harris? Right. What about Sammy Watkins?
Who?
Buddy. Sammy Watkins. You see him? You see him?
Where are we taking?
He's there.
We can take Sammy Watkins. Oh,
the Lizard King.
We have to take Sammy Watkins. Have to.
Yes. Wow.
This is an easy pick.
Evan in on. That's all I need. I mean, I fucking love Sammy Watkins.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So funny. I've done such a, like, I was the number one Sammy Watkins hater, and then everyone else abandons him, and that's all it's, I mean, it's like, how many, if Sammy Watkins' name was Julio Jones, like, he would be going in the eighth round.
If the queen had balls, he'd be king.
I mean, who has been shittier in the last 18 months, Julio Jones or Sammy Watkins? Like, they've both been pretty shit.
Say it, definitely Sammy.
Absolutely Sammy.
All right, Air Force, let's take him.
All right,
before we take him, just let's run down.
No. Just take him.
I wanted to take.
Tyler Batty's there.
No, Watkins.
Marlon Mack, Ronald Jones. Sony Michel, oh, Jeff Wilson.
He's Evan's definitely not letting us take Ronald Jones on this team.
Neither am I.
No,
he's going to get cut and then sign with the Ravens and lead Baltimore in rushing, bro.
All right. Manifest Ben Jefferson, it. Sammy. Yeah.
Sammy.
Your best ball team.
Jamison Crowder?
No.
We have to hold him. All right, Sammy it is.
I will say at this point, Van Jefferson seems like a pretty good pick too, because we don't need him for week one anyways.
Sammy is going to be an immediate reveal, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's going to score three touchdowns week one.
Yeah, week one.
We have to start Sammy Watkins in week one. Like, we all agree on that.
He also,
I can't wait to argue about this in 3 weeks.
We're starting him over Judy.
Yeah. Watkins also might get cut before week one, and then we can also cut him if that happens. I mean, I think he's like 95%.
Is Jeff Wilson still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we just use a pick on him, or do we want to take two on two?
I'm fine with two Niners because we'll get an early reveal on it.
San Francisco is the number one team to do that with, is to take two.
Yeah, look at Eli Mitchell last year. We knew right away.
I mean, imagine if we had taken Eli with Trey Sermon. We'd be feeling pretty fucking smart about that.
We tried to empty the fab bag on him.
In one with Pete and Corain, we spent $900 on him, I think. Tough scenes. I mean, you do what you got to do when your running back too is the jabronis that we have. Like, the first running back who has the sniff of being that guy, I'm going to be all in, because Miles Sanders is probably my least favorite player in fantasy football. I mean, it's fine.
Miles Sanders even hates himself.
Yeah.
We did take a player that's told
us a confidence problem.
Not to draft him.
Yeah, we took a player that literally said, don't draft
him. Don't draft me, bro.
We did want Kareem Hunt there, though.
Yeah, I mean, especially it's going to be frustrating when the Eagles trade a conditional fourth round pick for him tomorrow.
This is a good roster, though. What did Team 7 end up doing the rest of the way? Oh, he's doing the whole purple thing.
Yeah, which has such diminishing returns, because you have to choose every week. Like, if this was a best ball format, whatever, but
his team.
He's got a good team, but every week he's got to flip a coin between Everett, Henry, Hooper, and Logan Thomas.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get it wrong every week.
I don't know.
Every week.
Logan Thomas isn't going to play, so at least right away.
After the Godwin pick, it was, I mean, like, Lazard was a little iffy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hopkins,
that was where it went sideways.
Hunt and Gainwell are good, but then it was like, you know, Garrett Wilson's fine, whatever.
He could have taken Pollard.
I think the Lazard pick is just no, like, you know, you got you if you don't spot the fish at the table, the fish at the table is the guy who takes Alan Lazard. Right,
we're on the clock.
I think Jeff Wilson, right?
Jeff Wilson. Yeah.
And then a kicker, and then we're done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you. I can only tell you probably three kickers in the league.
Well, I wanted to take Harrison Butker, but he went the pick before.
Of course, you did.
You got to correlate.
GG's though, guys. This is good. I mean, good squad.
McManus.
Actually, do we not want to take a kicker and take another running back?
You have to roster.
Even though they have a waiver run before the season, you still have to take a kicker.
They make it so you can't punt a spot, though.
All right. Our team is Travis Kelce, Alvin Kamara, DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin, Jerry Jeudy, Patrick Mahomes, Drake London, Miles Sanders, Chase Claypool, Damian Harris, Josh Palmer, Russell Gage, TDP, Tyrion Davis-Price, Jerick McKinnon, Alec Pierce, 49ers defense, Taysom Hill, Sammy Watkins, Jeff Wilson Jr., and a kicker to be named later. This actually went smooth. This was a good team. I think the second one we did last year, I remember leaving it being like, that team fucking stunk. But this one, this one is pretty good.
And we were good. We were so good because Hurts was a smash.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you could do it over, you know.
Oh, we took Deontay last year too, and you were just so mad about that. I don't think you were going to let us.
Fuck, I fucking hate him. He just is the worst. I mean, if we could do it over, this guy who took Russell Wilson, his 2v2 versus us, Michael Thomas and Russell Wilson versus Josh Palmer and Patrick Mahomes. You got to say Russell Wilson and Michael Thomas is probably better than Josh Palmer and Patrick Mahomes, but you know, not factoring in correlation, obviously. You know, the, yeah, like the, like, if Kelce is worth our first round pick, that probably means Mahomes is doing quite good for us. And as Rich always says, most fantasy games are not close. So
with our last pick, good as Gould, because he'll be in week one kicking against his former Bears.
Kicker defense revenge
narrative.
Kicker Robbie
defense also correlate with the 49ers defense.
Robbie, like solid goal.
I like it.
It's lit.
He was good for us 2 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's lit.
We love Robbie Gould here.
No, well, people always ask, because we do this with four people and now five, like, how hard is it? And like, for the three drafts we've done, like,
no, it's never really been
amazingly
hard.
Smooth, man.
Yeah.
We've talked through stuff, and
I do a couple of group ones, like, do like me when me and Leonie draft together, sometimes it's very difficult because Leonie and I are aligned on like 80% of things. But the 20% of things we are not aligned on, yep. We do not see eye to eye at all. So that's kind of hard.
Evan, do you agree with that?
Completely.
And the cool thing is, guys, we get to do this again next week.
That is cool. Yeah. I'm feeling so jazzed because I was out of the country for a week and getting married and shit. So I have not been drafting at all. So this was a nice return to the scene.
Yeah. Yeah, I was up in the Maine woods at Moosehead Lake, so I haven't been doing much drafting either, except for Antonio Gibson auto drafts.
Do you feel stressed coming back from a week of no drafts? I'm like, dude, I have 60 drafts left to do in Best Ball Mania 3. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get all these done.
I figure I'd start picking up the fast drafts, like, over these last couple of weeks now anyway. Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm planning. I spent today kind of catching up to all the shit I missed. I feel good. I feel ready to rock these last couple of weeks.
All right, let's everyone shill your stuff. JJ, you go first. Tell the people where to go.
Lateround.com on Twitter @LateRoundQB.
Thorman.
@Pat_Thorman on Twitter. Year 10 of Snaps and Pace kicks off week one.
Reeves.
Sharp Football Analysis. I think that we did a really good job talking out not taking Travis Etienne in round three.
Yes.
The structure of this team.
Yeah. I mean, our team is much, much worse with Etienne there, I think, like, looking at it. Like, I think that was right.
Receivers ran.
Yeah. Evan, the floor is yours.
Establish the run @Evan Silva. I love you, boys.
Great draft, and everyone, we will I assume be running this back in 7 days. So see y'all then.
All right.
Radio Andy.
Hey, it's Andy Cohen. Join me on Andy Cohen Live, where it's just you, me, and some of the world's biggest celebrities.
Paris Hilton.
Chelsea Handler.
Seth Rogen.
I love you, Miley. Thank you so much.
You can listen to Andy Cohen Live at home or anywhere you are. No car required. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.